Welcome back to Patent Pulse, your go-to source for breaking down the freshest patent filings shaping the future of tech. I'm Skylar, and we've got a genuinely fascinating lineup for you today. Huge thanks to our sponsors Ada, who helps businesses seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a deep portfolio of silicon industry companies and serious processor and chip design IP. Together, they're powering the infrastructure that makes a lot of this innovation possible. Today, we're digging into AI-powered interview coaching, smarter software containers, semiconductor gas flow precision, dependency mapping for enterprise codebases, and a really cool LiDAR upgrade for self-driving cars. Let's get into it. First up, we've got a patent from Korn Ferry. Yeah, the executive recruiting and talent management giant. And this one is all about making you better at job interviews using AI. The core idea is what they call time-matched feedback. And once you hear how it works, you'll immediately think, why didn't this exist sooner? So here's the scenario. You record yourself answering interview questions, maybe on your laptop or phone, and instead of just getting a generic score or a paragraph of notes at the end, the system overlays real-time analysis directly on the video playback. We're talking about feedback that's pinned to specific moments in time. Like at the 12-second mark, maybe your pacing slowed down, or your word choice drifted off topic, and you can see that annotation right there while the video is playing. It's almost like having a coach sitting beside you with a digital highlighter, pointing at the exact moment something happened. The system analyzes the media data that includes audio, language, probably sentiment, and surfaces those insights synchronized to the recording. This patent has a long history, going all the way back to a provisional filing in 2018, and it's still evolving. Real-world applications here are enormous. Think enterprise onboarding, career coaching platforms, university career centers, even military recruitment prep. This is the kind of patent that quietly gets baked into HR tech platforms, and suddenly everyone's using it without realizing there's a whole IP stack underneath it. Next, let's talk about a really clever AI patent from a company called Minimus. And this one lives right at the intersection of AI and software security, which is a space that is absolutely heating up. The patent covers an AI-based system for generating what are called software image recipes. Okay, so let me unpack that. When developers build applications, they package them into software images. Think of these like a fully stocked lunchbox with everything the app needs to run. The problem is, most of those lunchboxes are overbacked. They've got libraries and dependencies that the app doesn't actually use, which bloats the size and critically massively expands the attack surface for security vulnerabilities. Minimus's approach uses a generative AI model to look at what an application actually needs to do, and then intelligently figures out the minimal set of software packages required. It generates a recipe, essentially a precise build file, that strips out everything unnecessary, creating leaner, faster, and more secure container images. For the DevSecOps world, this is a big deal. Every unnecessary package is a potential CVE waiting to happen. So automating the trimming process with AI is genuinely useful. We're talking applications in cloud infrastructure, enterprise software deployment, and anywhere containers are being spun up at scale. Minimus just got this one granted, so they're moving fast. All right, shifting gears pretty dramatically now. Patent number 3 comes from Applied Materials, which is one of the biggest names in semiconductor manufacturing equipment. And this one is very much a deep tech hardware story. It's about verifying gas flow in chip fabrication chambers. And I know that might sound niche, but stay with me because the implications are significant. When you're making semiconductors, you're depositing incredibly thin layers of materials onto silicon wafers using precisely controlled gases. If your gas flow measurement is off even slightly, you get defects, lower yields, wasted material, and potentially entire wafer batches thrown out. The innovation here is a variably choked pressure rate of rise verifier, which is a mouthful, but the concept is elegant. The system uses a variable orifice to create what's called a choked pressure regime, basically a condition where the upstream pressure is at least twice the downstream pressure, which gives you a stable, predictable flow state. Then it closes off the chamber and watches how quickly pressure builds up, which lets you calculate flow with high accuracy. What's clever is the variably choked part by adjusting the orifice. You can tune the measurement conditions on the fly without swapping hardware. For semiconductor fabs running at the leading edge, 3-nanometer, 2-nanometer process nodes, this kind of precision verification is the difference between competitive yield rates and very expensive scrap. Applied Materials is clearly investing in smarter, more adaptive process control tools, and this fits right into that strategy. Patent 4 comes from HSBC's Global Services arm, and this one is a really interesting intersection of banking, software engineering, and AI. It's about automating the nightmare of untangling software dependencies in massive enterprise code bases. So here's the problem it's solving. Big organizations like banks have accumulated decades of code, often from acquisitions, mergers, legacy systems, custom builds, you name it. When they want to modernize, migrate to the cloud, or just update a system, figuring out what depends on what is incredibly time-consuming and error-prone work. This patent describes a system that automatically scans a code base, identifies what they call touch points, the places where systems or processes are connected, and builds out an intermediate data object, essentially a structured map of all those dependencies. What's particularly smart here is the human-in-the-loop design. The system surfaces its best guesses about dependencies to a user through an interface. The user can classify and validate them, and that feedback is then looped back to improve the automated labeling over time. It's a great example of using AI as an accelerator for human expertise rather than a replacement for any large enterprise going through digital transformation. And let's be honest, that's most of them. This kind of tooling is incredibly valuable. HSBC filing this suggests they built it for internal use first and now want to protect it, which is a very classic enterprise IP move. And finally, let's close out with a really exciting one from Aurora Operations, the autonomous vehicle company, and this patent is about making LiDAR sensors smarter and more capable using a clever optical engineering trick. LiDAR, for anyone who needs a refresher, is the laser-based sensing technology that lets self-driving cars build a 3D map of the world around them. Aurora is using a type called FMCW LiDAR frequency modulated continuous wave, which is powerful because it can measure both distance and velocity of objects simultaneously. Not just distance. The innovation in this patent is how the system handles the return signal, the laser light that bounces back from objects. Instead of a single receiver, the design uses dual polarization in coupling gratings with a transmit coupler sandwiched between two receive couplers. What that means practically is that the system can capture return beams coming from either side of the transmitter, and it can handle two different polarization states of light simultaneously. Why does that matter? Polarization carries information, and being able to process both states means you can extract more data from the return signal, improve detection accuracy, and potentially reduce noise or interference. For autonomous vehicles navigating complex real-world environments, other cars, pedestrians, rain, reflective surfaces, squeezing every bit of signal fidelity out of your LiDAR is a genuine competitive advantage. Aurora is clearly pushing hard on sensor quality as a differentiator, and this patent reflects some serious photonics engineering. That is a wrap on today's patents, and what a mix it was, from job interview coaching to chip fabrication precision to self-driving car sensors. The breadth of innovation happening right now is genuinely exciting. Big thanks to Ago Consulting, that's Ago Consulting, for their continued support of the show. And remember, Patent Pulse is brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you're enjoying Patent Pulse, you should absolutely check out Unzip, another great show in the Ada Podcast Network that digs into the stories behind the tech, link in the show notes. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And next time we're going deep on some fascinating new filings in AI inference hardware and spatial computing. You don't want to miss it. Until then, keep your eyes on the IP landscape.